Jeff, where do you see the field of ghost research going technologically and also in terms of just overall direction?
Well, I think we've got a lot of equity right now with the popularity of the subject, and that's a good thing. So, you know, there's an opportunity there to get more people interested in possibly funding more serious research. One of the big problems is that the field of parapsychology is in such a sorry state in this country. You know, the universities that did have, you know, departments are closing them. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of funding for that research right now, which is such a shame. And so it's kind of left to amateurs, which is okay in some regard. If you think of it kind of like the amateur astronomy field, which makes great contributions right to the larger field of astronomy.
Sure.
You know, if we could just get a little bit organized, you know, maybe I know one of the ideas that's been tossed around a lot lately is a centralized repository or database where we can start to look at this, look at hauntings, look at the ghost experience on a database level, where we can start to draw some conclusions based on lots of input from lots of people. But to do that, of course, you need good data, and you need good data. And the way to get good data is to get people collecting it the same way and on the same page on how to do this. That's where it gets tricky. And the good news is I think we're moving there. I think we're moving to some standards and protocols. But that absolutely has to happen if this is going to gain any kind of legitimacy with the skeptic community and with the scientific community. So hopefully those efforts continue. The technology, too, we've got incredible technology today. I know my next-door neighbor, I call him one of the best ghost hunters in the world because he isn't one. He works for a company that manufactures devices that monitor the environment in every way, shape, and form. And he can tell you particle count, moisture count, you know, how much oxygen, how much carbon dioxide, every single element that's in any environment. And we talk about this stuff, and he says, you know, I've got equipment that costs tens of thousands of dollars where we could wire up a room and I could tell you everything that's going on in it. And if ghosts are real, if they enter the environment, they must change the environment in some way. That's the principle that many of us operate on if we're going to get scientific about that. So if we can just keep applying technology like folks are doing with electromagnetic field, you know, research like folks are doing with EVP, if we can apply the technology and apply it correctly to monitor some of these hotspots, I think we're going to start to learn something.
All right, to the phones. Time. Let's do it. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, George.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Diane. I just had a quick question. Some people see a full-size apparition, and then sometimes people will see just a shadow, like an orb. And then sometimes people see a white light shaft. What makes a different ghost appearances?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. You know, again, I can't stress enough how every single situation and every single sighting is unique. It's unique because there's a human witness who's got, you know, their own issues and baggage, as we discussed earlier, and then there's also potentially the spirit. But one idea is that, you know, for some kind of intelligent entity in another plane to manifest something in our world takes a great deal of energy. So, for example, a light knock on the wall may take a little bit of energy, and to manifest as a solid-looking apparition takes a great deal of energy. And so one theory is that what people are seeing are various states of energy manifestations from these entities. So an orb or some kind of floating glowing ball in a room might be, you know, somewhere on the lower end of the scale, and seeing a shadow could be a little bit higher up than that. That's one of the theories into how some people see just a little and some people see quite a bit.